Celebrating Haitian Migrants or Misinformed, Insist U.S. Officials, Media. By Neil Monroe on September 22, 2021. Thousands of poor and uneducated migrants from Haiti, Venezuela, and other countries have successfully hacked President Joe Biden's pro-migration rules at Del Rio and are now cheering their release into the United States. Haitians have been freed on a very, very large scale in recent days. According to one U.S. official who put the figure in the thousands, the Associated Press reported September 21. But U.S. journalists and officials are insisting to voters that the successful Haitian migrants are ill-informed by rumors and misinformation, and will be deported, somehow. People are receiving incorrect information from smugglers who are exploiting individuals' vulnerabilities for profit, said Joe Biden's border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, who created the policy loophole allowing Haitians with children to enter the United States. We are very focused on ensuring that these individuals, these families, these single adults, receive accurate information. That this is not the way to come to the United States, Mayorkas told MSNBC. Mayorkas, a pro-migration zealot, continued. Do not take the dangerous journey, it will not work. That is why we are so focused on it, and why I communicated to Haitian journalists this past Sunday, so that critical message could be broadcast through my voice, on social media, and through other trusted voices throughout the region. A number of people have said that they ended up there because people said, hey, if I had a child in Chile, I can get TPS in the United States, said a puzzled Jacqueline Charles of the Miami Herald told National Public Radio on September 21. She continued. Or somebody says, Blinken said to come. Where people are getting this information, it's unclear. But they were guided by this idea that they would welcomed into the United States. Meanwhile, journalist Holly Bradley photographed some of the migrants who have been welcomed by Mayorkas into Americans' workplaces and apartments. The migrants hacked their way through the border by bringing children or by claiming to be pregnant, while other single migrants were deported to Haiti or withdrew back into Mexico. The border hack is made possible by Mayorkas' low-profile support for the migrants, and his willingness to quietly create large family exceptions in his loudly advertised claim that the border is closed. Moreover, many of the successful family migrants are ineligible for asylum because they were living in stable countries, such as Chile and Brazil. But those migrants discarded their identity documents in Mexico to hide that safe status from the U.S. asylum judges who will decide it if they get asylum. However, Mayorkas allows them into the United States, where they can freely displace Americans in workplaces and housing for years, without first confirming their asylum claims. Also, childless migrants used their cell phones to warn other childless migrants that would be deported, prompting many to retreat back to Mexico so they can try to get across the border elsewhere. The migrants know they can try elsewhere because Mayorkas rarely penalizes migrants for illegally crossing the border. Overall, the Haitians aren't idiots, they're rational actors, responded Mark Krikorian, the director of the Center for Immigration Studies. He continued. They're not cartoons in the imagination of some liberal do-gooder. They're people who have a good sense of what they want and what the odds are. So, if anyone who brings a child with him is exempted from the deportation rules, then sending back the single adults only to Haiti is not really sending the deterrence message that people think it is, because it is saying to Haitians, always make damn sure you have a kid with you, and then we'll let you go into the U.S. Yet pro-migration advocates are eager to pretend the migrants' success is somehow evidence of misinformation and rumors, but not evidence of tacit cooperation between Mayorkas and the migrants. For example, four reporters at the New York Times reported September 17, under the headline How Hope, Fear and Misinformation Led Thousands of Haitians to the U.S. Border. False information, misinformation and misunderstanding might have created a false sense of hope, said Gerline M. Joseph, the executive director of the Haitian Bridge Alliance, an organization that works with migrants. The movement is often based on rumors, said Ms. Joseph. Last week, if you'd asked me, I'd say they were in Reynosa and Matamoros. This week it's Del Rio. These people are extremely desperate. And they know that there is nothing to go back to in Haiti. Joseph's group has been funded by the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, whose money is used to help raise the inflow of migrants into the Americans' workplace, housing, schools, culture and politics. The Washington Post's editorial board also denied the Haitians' border hacking successes and instead blamed the Biden administration's incongruous messaging for their arrival at Del Rio. While thousands of the migrants are now traveling to new jobs and homes because Mayorkas is allowing families to pass through the border, the editorial board insisted in its September 20 editorial that the migrants will not get through the border. What led many or most of them toward the border, in addition to unscrupulous smugglers, was what has turned out for most to be the false promise that a new president, publicly committed to a more humane approach, would relax the previous administration's draconian policies. Migrants are willing to tell the reality to reporters who have the power to report it. Even the New York Times reporters acknowledge that the migrants are successful, but at the end of their article. Not too far from the Del Rio camp, Anglades and Francion, 29, washed his clothes outside a shelter, where he had been taken after being processed by border agents. He had left Haiti only a month ago with his wife and little girl, setting out on an odyssey that took them across several countries, through jungles, across deep rivers and on long, exhausting treks by foot. He reached Del Rio 4 days earlier, and was surprised to find thousands of other Haitians. For the first time in a long time, at the shelter with so many others who dreamed the same dreams, Mr. Francion felt optimistic about his family's future. He was expecting to get on a California-bound plane, possibly as early as this weekend, where he would meet up with a sister. "We hope to find a new start there," he said. "We all want the same thing, a better life." The Neat article also admitted that 1 million Haitians have already hacked their way through the border, amid claims they were misinformed. The United States is home to about 1 million Haitians, with the largest numbers concentrated in Miami, Boston, and New York. But Haitian communities have blossomed in Maryland, Ohio, North Carolina, and California. Many polls show that labor migration is deeply unpopular because it damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, and raises their rents. Migration also curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, and wrecks their democratic, compromise-promoting civic culture. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This pocketbook opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other.